While we're waiting for Geshe-la to arrive, I'd like to read the most recent prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. For all those killed by others or by their own hands. Venerable Thupten Krensong. Carl Barnett, Bob Chow, Matt Cranford, Ralph Romley, Gwen Spivey, Anna the Horse, Macon the Horse. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, Travis Boone, Brian and Brandy, Ryan Edmonds, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Bruce Miller, Sarai Pujashah, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kyabdi Lama Zompa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltan, Venerable Chöki Lama, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, Jerry Anderson and family, Father Pierre Aubin, Jorge Aurelio, Jim Barnes, Carl Barnett, Luce and Narcisse Barona, family of Carl Barnett, Narcisse Barona, Susan Baum, Travis Boone, Allie Burke, Yuki Burrows, Betty Chow, Anand Kaulik, family of Mac Cranford, Catherine Paisley Davis, Ted Domi, Tashi Droma, Jamie Farley, Mary Lou Flynn, Esther Gandara, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, Heather Holland family, Christina Harrison, Frank Holt, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Dallin Sue Johnston, Barry Judge, Helen Kasanoff, Darshan Kaur Khalsa, Randeep Kaur and Sukhjinder Singh, Jonathan Kramer, Sean Jinkert Latimer, Kim Lillick, Jim Lillick and family, Mary Logic, Eno Lovelace, R.M., Georgia McDonald and family, Wilbert Martin, Martin Massenberg, Elvia Mahian and family, Bruce Miller, David Muller, Audrey Murphy, Evan Merlin family, Fran Nash, Jessica Nunley, Marie Oliver, Jay Pondia, Patty Pondia, Sheila Park, Richard Potter and family, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, James Rowan, and Teresa Creighton, family of Ralph Rumley, Ariana Scott, Brian Scott, Joanne Cease, Ronnie Schumann and family, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Carolyn Sutoris, Lobsang Tupton, Barbara Tai, Dion Washington, Lily Williams, Shay Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Dorje, and Cadro the Pigs. Prayers for celebration, Scott Bass and Marcel Close, Randeep Kaur and Sukhjinder Singh. So in a few minutes, Geshe-la will be arriving. Happy Labor Day weekend, everyone. My name is Lamo. He will be coming in through this door if you've never been to the center before. And if you'll please stand out of respect for him and his teachings. And you'll see him start to prostrate toward the altar, and he welcomes everyone to prostrate along with him at the same time. If you have cell phones, if you please turn them off or turn them the sound down to mute so as not to disturb everyone. Geshe-la has been inviting people to make comments, say suggestions, and if so, would you please wait till you get the handheld mic so that people who are online can hear you. And if you have the mic, please put the mic very close to your mouth, almost touching the actual mic, because it doesn't pick up unless you do. Geshe-la has said that it's a great accumulation of merit and purification practice to simply walk around the stupa clockwise, even just one time, is incredible merit due to the power of the holy objects, and also to see the objects, holy objects everywhere, which are really the, as Lama Zompa Rinpoche said, it's the so in the Gold Prayer Book, if you'll please turn to page 183. And if you have the white binder, just go to the page that says Kadampa Center Prayers. And we're going to chant the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. On page 183, it's the mantra between the two lines at the bottom. It's the mantra of Shakyamuni Buddha. Taya, taya. Mahamunaye Soha Tayata Om Mune Mune Mahamunaye Soha Tayata Om Mune Mune Mahamunaye Soha. Now turn to page 34 in the same book, and if you have the white binder, we're going to read the four measurables in English one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Let's turn the page to 37. And we'll chant the four measurables chanting version toward the bottom. And in the white binder is the Tibetan words by the music notes. Sen chen tam che de wa dong. Chant Chenrezig's mantra 8 times. Chenrezig is the Buddha of compassion, great compassion. And then Green Tara's mantra, she's the deity of enlightened activity. And that's 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Okay, the children are welcome to go to their classes.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you mind if we say some prayers? Because Richard, so a lot of probably you know Richard Porter. Richard Porter, you know, he's dying, so looks like, you know, he's going to probably die today. So anyway, I visited last Wednesday, so I'm going to visit again after this, after the class, to say some prayers. Do you mind?
No.
Okay, please, you know, we'll say some prayers, then dedicate for, you know, his peaceful transitions, okay? No, he was very, both of them, you know, he, Richard Porter and Suzanne, both of them, they are very dedicated for the centers and supported, you know, like many years. So that's our contributions to, you know, to, for him, you know, probably last day of his life. So that's all we can do. So say a prayer. Send, you know, positive wishes, you know, to wish peaceful transition. So, probably most of you are not familiar with the prayer that I'm thinking to say. It's called King of Prayer. So it will take probably, you know, probably 15 minutes. But, you know, you can meditate, just send, please send your positive thought. Prayer means no wish. No, wish that person to have, you know, smooth transitions. That's all, you know. So
it's on page 249 in the same book. In this gold prayer book. I don't know if it's in the white binder, but it's in the gold prayer book.
We have it in another book. Anybody would like a different more prayer books? Right
here. Yeah. Donasi, please, would you mind, Donasi? Do you mind to call Suzanne? Tell her that we are doing prayer now in the center. Please call her. Let if he is aware, so let him know that we are doing prayer for him. Yeah. You're going to start, you're going to lead the chant in English, yeah?
Yes, sir. Okay.
I'll say in Tibetan, you lead the chant.
Okay.
Chant is just say.
Okay, can I start now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. King of Prayers, the extraordinary aspiration of the practice of Samantabhadra. I bow down to the youthful Arya Manjushri, you lions among humans, gone to freedom in the present, past, and future, in the worlds of 10 directions, to all of you with body, speech, and sincere mind, I bow down. With the energy of aspiration for the Bodhisattva way, with a sense of deep respect, and with as many bodies as atoms of the world, to all you Buddhists visualized as real, I bow down. On every atom are Buddhas numberless as atoms, each amidst a host of Bodhisattvas. And I am confident the sphere of all phenomena is entirely filled with Buddhas in this way, with infinite oceans of praise for you and oceans of sound from the aspects of my voice. I sing the breathtaking excellence of Buddhas and celebrate all of you gone to bliss. Beautiful flowers and regal garlands, sweet music, scented oils and parasols, sparkling light is the divine incense. I offer to you, victorious one. Fine dress and fragrant perfume. Sandalwood powder heaped high as Mount Meru. All wondrous offerings in spectacular array. I offer to you, victorious one. With transcendent offerings, peerless and vast, with profound admiration for all the Buddhas, with strength of conviction and the Bodhisattva way, I offer and bow down to all victorious ones. Every harmful action I have done with my body, speech, and mind, overwhelmed by attachment, anger, and confusion, all these I openly lay bare before you. I lift up my heart and rejoice in all positive potential of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in 10 directions, of solitary realizers here still training, and those beyond, and of all ordinary beings. You who are the bright lights of worlds in 10 directions, who have attained a Buddha's omniscience to the stages of awakening, all you who are my guides, please turn the supreme wheel of Dharma. With palms together, I earnestly request, you who may actualize Parinirvana, please stay with us for eons numberless as atoms of the world, for the happiness and well-being of all wanderers in samsara. Whatever slight positive potential I may have created, by paying homage, offering, acknowledging my fault, rejoicing and requesting that the Buddha stay and teach, I now dedicate all this for full awakening. May you Buddhas now living in the worlds of 10 directions, and all you gone to freedom in the past, accept my offering. May those not yet arisen quickly perfect their minds, awakening as fully enlightened ones. May all worlds in 10 directions be entirely pure and vast. May they be filled with bodhisattvas, surrounding Buddhas gathered beneath a bodhi tree. May as many beings exist in 10 directions be always well and happy. May all samsara beings live in accord with the Dharma, and may their every Dharma wish be fulfilled. Remembering my past lives and all varieties of existence, may I practice the Bodhisattva way, and thus in each cycle of death, migration, birth, may I always abandon the householder's life. Then following the footsteps of all the Buddhas and perfecting the practice of Bodhisattva, may I always act without error or compromise, with ethical discipline and teach the Dharma in the language of God, in every language of spirits and nagas, of humans and of demons, and in the voice of every form of peace. May I be gentle-minded, cultivating the six paramitas, and never forget bodhicitta. May I completely cleanse without omission every negativity and all that obscures the awakening mind. May I traverse all my lives in the world, free of karma, afflictions, and interfering forces, just as the lotus blossom is undisturbed by the water's waves, just as the sun and moon move unhindered through the sky. May I ease the suffering in the lower realms and in the many directions and dimensions of the universe. May I guide all wanderers in samsara to the pure bliss of awakening and be of worldly benefit to them as well. May I practice constantly for eons to come, perfecting the activities of awakening, acting in harmony with the various dispositions of being, showing the ways of a bodhisattva. May I always have the friendship of those who pass it like mine, and with body, words, and also mind, may we practice together the same aspirations and activities. May I always meet a spiritual mentor and never displease that excellent friend who deeply wishes to help me and expertly teaches the bodhisattva way. May I always directly see the Buddha, masters encircled by bodhisattvas, and without pause or discouragement for eons to come, may I make extensive offerings to them. May I hold within me the Buddha's genuine Dharma, illuminate everywhere the teachings that awaken, embody the realizations of a bodhisattva, and practice ardently in all future eons. While circling through all states of existence, may I become an endless treasure of good qualities, skillful means, wisdom, samadhi, and liberating stabilization, gathering limitless esteem, wisdom, and positive potential. On one atom I shall see Buddha fields numberless as atoms, inconceivable Buddhas among bodhisattvas in every field, practicing the activities of awakening. Perceiving this in all directions, I dive into an ocean of Buddha fields, each an ocean of three times Buddhas in the space of a wisp of hair. So I too will practice for an ocean of beyond. Thus I am continually immersed in the speech of the Buddha, expression that reveals an ocean of qualities in one word, the completely pure elements of all the Buddhas, communication suited to the very tendencies of being. With strength of understanding, I find, and through the infinite enlightened speech of the Dharma, of all Buddhas and three times gone to freedom, who continually turn the wheel of Dharma, I shall experience in one moment such vast activity of all future eons, and I will enter into all eons of the three times in but a fraction of a second. In one instant, I shall see all those awakened beings, past, present, and future, lions among humans. And with the power of the illusion like stabilization, I will constantly engage in their inconceivable activity. I shall manifest upon one single atom the array of pure lands, present, past, and future. Likewise, I shall enter the array of pure Buddha fields in every direction without exception. I shall enter the very presence of all my guides, those lights of this world who are yet to appear, those sequentially turning the wheels of complete awakening, those who revere nirvana, final perfect peace. May I achieve the power of swift magical emanation, the power to lead to the great vehicle through every approach, the power of always beneficial activity, the power of love pervading all realms, the power of all surpassing positive potential, the power of supreme knowledge unobstructed by discrimination, and through the powers of wisdom, skillful means, and samadhi, may I achieve the perfect power of awakening, purifying the power of all contaminated actions, crushing the power of disturbing emotions at their root, diffusing the power of interfering forces. I shall perfect the power of the bodhisattva practice. May I purify an ocean of worlds. May I free an ocean of beings. May I clearly see an ocean of Dharma. May I realize an ocean of pristine wisdom. May I purify an ocean of activities. May I fulfill an ocean of aspirations. And may I make offerings to an ocean of Buddhas. May I practice without discouragement for an ocean of eons. To awaken fully through this bodhisattva way, I shall fulfill without exception all the diverse aspirations of the awakening practice of all Buddhas gone to freedom in the three times everywhere. In order to practice exactly as the wise one called Samantabhadra, all-embracing good, the elder brother of the sons and daughters of the Buddhas, I completely dedicate all this goodness. Likewise, may I dedicate just as the skillful Samantabhadra with pure body, speech, and mind, pure actions, and pure Buddha fields. I shall give rise to the aspirations of Manjushri for this bodhisattva practice of all-embracing good, to perfect these practices without discouragement or pause in all future eons. May my pure activities be endless, my good qualities boundless, and through abiding in immeasurable activity, may I actualize infinite emanations. Likewise is the land of space. Likewise, limitless are living beings. Thus, limitless are karma and affliction. May my aspirations reach be limitless as well. One may offer to the Buddhas all wealth and adornments of infinite worlds in 10 directions, and one may offer during eons numberless as atoms of the world even the greatest happiness of gods and humans. But whoever hears this extraordinary aspiration and longing for highest awakening gives rise to faith just once, creates far more precious positive potential. Those who make this heartfelt aspiration for the bodhisattva way will be free of all lower rebirths, free of harmful companions, and will quickly see Amitabha, infinite light. And even in this very human life, they will be nourished by happiness and have all conducive circumstances. Without waiting long, they will become like Samantabhadra himself. Those who give voice to this extraordinary aspiration will quickly and completely purify the five boundless harmful actions created under the power of ignorance. Blessed with supreme knowledge, excellent body, family, attributes, and appearance, they will be invincible to vast interfering forces and misleading teachers, and all the three worlds will make offerings, going quickly to the noble Bodhi tree, and sitting there to benefit sentient beings, subduing all interfering forces, they will fully awaken and turn the great wheel of Dharma. Have no doubt that complete awakening is a fully ripened result, comprehended only by a Buddha, of holding in mind by teaching, reading, or reciting this aspiration of the bodhisattva practice. In order to train just like the hero Manjushri, who knows reality as it is, and just like Samantabhadra as well, I completely dedicate all this goodness just as they did. With that dedication which is praised as greatest, By all the Buddhas gone to freedom in the three times, I too dedicate all my roots of goodness for the attainment of the Bodhisattva practice. When the moment of my death arrives, by eliminating all obscurations and directly perceiving Amitabha, may I go immediately to Sukhavati, pure land of great joy. Having gone to Sukhavati, may I actualize the meaning of these aspirations, fulfilling them all without exception, by the benefit of beings for as long as this world endures. Born from an extremely beautiful superlative lotus, in this joyful land, the Buddha's magnificent mandala, may I receive a prediction of my awakening directly from the Buddha Amitabha. Having received a prediction there, may I create vast benefit for beings throughout the 10 directions with a billion emanations by the power of wisdom. Through even the small virtue I have accumulated by offering this prayer of the Bodhisattva practice, may all the positive aspirations of beings be fulfilled in an instant. Through creating limitless positive potential, by dedicating this prayer of Samantabhadra's deeds, may all beings drowning in this torrent of suffering enter the presence of Amitabha. To this king of aspirations, which is the greatest of the sublime, helping infinite wanderers in samsara, to the accomplishment of this scripture dazzling with Samantabhadra's practice, may suffering grounds be utterly emptied of all beings.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. So, meditation that we are going to do this morning, so Tonglen meditation. So of course, you know, this also meditation is dedicated directly for Richard, and together with all the people, you know, like who are dying today, you know, so not just people, also animals and all the living beings who's dying today. So we dedicate our Tonglen meditations, you know, giving and taking meditations, called Tonglen meditations. Giving and taking meditations. Think about when I say giving and taking. Taking is more like healing. Taking is more like healing. Healing others, healing yourself. Okay. And there's a beautiful beautiful practice. This is called Tonglen practice. So probably best way to heal yourself. Okay. So giving is done out of part of loving kindness. This is how you give, or not out of fear, stress, anxiety, obligation. You simply give out of loving kindness. Okay, that means you give support. No, you give. You send support. You send your positive wish because of our karmic connections with the center. You know, so Lord of Power, you know Richard. You met him, you know, he's such a wonderful person. So, he's from Texas, he's kind of brave. I asked him, are you afraid of death? He said, no, he's not afraid of death. No. So anyway, he's such a wonderful person, and Suzanne, you know, and his wife, so they are dedicated for this center, you know, like. So we as a Dharma communities, so that's how we, you know, pay them back. You know. So Tonglen practice, anyway, so give, you know, or send out of loving kindness. So then, you know, take means to heal out of compassion. That's how you heal other or yourself, heal of compassion, okay? Others, you know, physical difficulties, mental difficulties they might be going through in their last, you know, end of their life. So through a power of compassion, then it heals. Then, particularly to heal our self-centric ego, according to Mahayana Buddhism, root of all the sufferings, all the problems. Self-centric ego, that's the root of all the complications that we face in samsara, all problems, you know, all the problems, not because of this body, because of this self-centric ego, ranchindi, is like chronic disease. So that disease needs to be healed. The best way to heal that disease is out of compassion, not by force, out of compassion. So please think about that. What we are healing to ourselves, we are trying to heal out of compassion, showing the compassion towards other, knowing that others are going through difficulties, some sort of difficulties, and we show compassion. That's the best way to heal. Because of our connections, it will benefit. So then, together, and with, you know, it, to heal our this, you know, self-centered ego, which is considered as a chronic disease. Chronic disease? Not calling Jesus, chronic disease. Is it clear? Chronic disease, okay. So if you understand, that means my pronunciation is getting a little better. Mm? It took 17 years, you know, so it's getting a little better. Chronic disease. You know. So then, you know, also think about, you know, we are going to chant, you know, so you can participate. Then you think about compassion, heal yourself, heal others. Then think about loving kindness. That's what you're going to think. Maybe last 5 minutes when we chant, you think about loving kindness. Then you give, you know, you give food, you give drink, you know, give advice, you give service. Then you just, you know, give your time, listen, or to be there, you know, not necessarily to say something, just to listen, and you know, all of that, you know, to giving or saying is done out of loving kindness. You know? So then, you know, like also giving is like no different than receiving. Giving is the best way of receiving, you know, receiving yourself, you know. So you, when you start to give and you receive, when you don't give, you don't receive anything. That's the best way to receive any goodness, by giving, you know, giving out of loving kindness, okay. You know? So then we will chant. The reason we chant, then it gives you more time. When you chant, then you stress the word. Gives you more time to reflect on the meaning, so then they become beautiful meditations. So we are going to chant in Tibetan. Of course, there's no tune in English so far. So we are going to chant in Tibetan. Then please think about Richard and all the, you know, beings there, you know, like dying today. Oh, okay, so maybe if you want to look at the page number, Guru Puja.
They don't have the book. It's in the retreat prayer book. It's on page 154.
Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Okay, because usually we stand there, we don't say much, many prayers. We, you know, discuss. So today this is a critical time because one of our members, you know, is dying. If you want to join, you can join, or maybe you can just meditate on compassion, loving kindness. You know. If you want to say, then, you know, it's good to say. You know. Because whenever we say a prayer as a group, there are more power, because there's all kind of consciousness involved, you know, more power.
Oh. It's LC95, and then in the blue retreat book, it's on page 154, mm-hmm. And I don't know where it is in some of the old ones, but it's LC95. It says, Tonglen Meditation on Taking and Giving.
Taking means healing, so I just want you to understand that's the core meaning of taking. You know, it means healing, you know, out of compassion. So healing other people's like difficulties, you know, taking healing, okay. You know. Can you say one more time the page number?
154.
I'm not sure what kind of book people have.
It's not in the Gold Prayer Book, retreat book, and it's.
If you want to participate, you are welcome to participate. But you don't have to participate. You can just meditate. Okay. So I don't want you to feel obligated that you have to say a prayer. You don't have to say. You know, you just meditate. Oh. I think this is wonderful because we are giving our time and energy or positive thought, you know, for someone who's basically dying. So I think that's a good thing to do, you know. So then you receive, you know.
The third recitation, we are going to repeat the last line in the stanza.
Two times, no?
Yeah, so we'll say that
two twice. Times, because make it even. Chanting, make it even, so you end up, we need to say last line two times, then it will be even, otherwise it's not going to be even. Okay. Yeah, please, you know, think about loving kindness and compassion, okay? Think about loving kindness, compassion, basically altruistic attitude, or like mind, beneficial mind that want to benefit, mind that want to benefit, you know, benefit somebody, you know? Beneficial mind or altruistic attitude, or like, you know, the technical term is like bodhicitta. Bodhicitta means or desire to achieve, you know, full enlightenment in order to benefit, just benefit, that's all, just benefit, that's all, nothing more, nothing less. I want to get enlightenment just to benefit, that's all, nothing more, not to convert somebody to some from other one religion to other religion, no, just to benefit, that's all, the goal is just to benefit, that's all. So that's called altruistic attitude, bodhicitta. Mind the desire for full enlightenment in order to benefit, no, not to change their lives, just to benefit, no, so not to,
Namo Shinji.
Phone, you don't call people, you know, so here you don't have to see, you can call. So, maybe to say that, you know, we think about him or we pray, and also for us then, you know, of course, you know, losing too many life in short period of time is not hard, it's not easy, you know. We as a human, we have feelings, so then even like just giving one phone call, probably, you know, for you it doesn't mean much, but for them, you know, it means huge, you know, like just somebody saying something nice or, you know, giving some support. If you want to call them, please do, you know, so they'll also like do out of loving kindness, you know? Oh yeah. So then I will read, you know, a few words from Shantideva's books. See, one important we get here together, you know, last 17 years we come here, you know, talk and talk. So I'm very happy that you got 2 week breaks from my Mickey Mouse blah blah. So all my friends here, and, you know, including myself, one important thing, you know, is we are come here to learn, you know, of course, all the, like, information that I share with you is, you know, based on Buddhism, you know. Point of that is to how we can think something positive, you know, throughout our day, how we can manage to think something positive. That's the core. That's the core. That's the main thing. That's the main thing. Therefore, people meditate, people hang the holy object, people set up altars. The point is to how to think something positive. Sounds quite easy, isn't it? But not easy to do, you know. So, not every thought that we have is something positive. So, body, when we get, you know, when our inner element become imbalanced, we get sick. What we do, we take medicines to heal. When does mind get imbalanced, what we do? Only where there's no positive thinking makes us healthy, happy. Disturbing thought, there's something needs to think about, how to stop them. No? So there's all, this all comes down on that, this all comes down there, you know. So that is not easy, so therefore, you know, for example, Shakyamuni Buddha taught all these books, that's like 300 something books. This all talks of the mind, how to challenge, you know, how to handle the wild mind with care. That's all the meditation is about. Meditation means how to handle wild mind with care, not with force. Oh, with care, you know, care. Oh. It all comes down on that. It all comes down on that. So therefore, in Buddhist teachings, so minute you wake up, you think about precious human life. Precious human life. This is so important. You know, it's very, very important that we must understand, you know, this life. Oh, no, no, like, it's not something like worthless, meaningless. This is, from Buddhist point of view, this is considered something so precious. So this precious light may slip through your hand doing nothing. Just, you know, it's like a piece of gold that you have, didn't use, it just, you got just lost. It's like that. It's more than a piece of gold. Precious human life. Tanjor, Nyekas, Tanjor, refers to Tanjor, you know, refers to this life that you have. So difficult to find, so difficult to find. According to Buddhism, I'm not sure, like, most of the people here, you know, have scientific mind, so if you believe that, oh, this life just happened, you know, out of nothing, it just happened. It's just coincidence, it's just accident. Then there's nothing much to think about. Then it's just kind of product of something, you know, it's just like machines, like not much different. Huh? According to Buddhism, the main cause of this life, precious life, is pure ethics, moralities. That's the main cause. Huh? So therefore, it's so difficult to find. It's so difficult to find. So example, they use, so there's like blind turtles, blind turtle, you understand turtle? If you don't understand my pronunciation, please raise your hand, so then I will ask someone else to pronounce. Huh? Yeah, please, yeah, help, you know, if they don't understand, then somebody will contribute, you know, my pronunciation is not getting younger, it's getting older. My English is not getting younger, it's getting older. My English is also aging. Oh yeah. That's a blind example they use in the sutras, the blind turtles. So, live under the ocean, deep under the oceans. It's blind. Comes up, surface of the oceans, once a hundred years. Doesn't come every day, it comes once a hundred years. And the wild oceans, that's like what you call yolk. They wear the animals like what is it? Here you have tractors. In America you have big machine tractors. In Tibet we have cows or yaks. What do you call plow the field? Then it's called what do you call yolk. There's one yolk floating on the surface of the oceans, and there's only one hole. Sometimes that blind turtle gets his neck, his or her neck, into that hole. It seems like impossible. Because you're not sitting in one place, it's just moving around. That's how difficult to find this light. You may think, oh, that's just easy. It's not that easy. So, therefore, it's so precious, you know, so precious. This is like, according to this book, written by Shantideva around 4th centuries, many, many centuries ago. This is like a boat, fully capable, if you sail, it's fully capable to cross the oceans of problems, what we call samsara. Don't think, oh, there will be another boat, maybe I will cross some other another boat, that you may not see the boat again. The Shantideva said, me too, Lantene, don't watch that. It was me too. Human, our boat is like boat. Rely on that boat, then cross this ocean of problems, suffering. To the Chininyaka, you may, this boat is not that easy to find in the future. No? Don't think, oh, there will be another boat, you know. So better to do something now rather than waiting for another boat, you know. You already have boat. So why you wait to cross for another boat? You can cross. No? To the Chininyaka, more better to don't just, you know, like, I say, make sure that boat doesn't slip through, you know, your hand by doing nothing, you know. Precious human life. Tanjo tenji, tanjo nyeka, sila long me about. This is meditation, as a Buddhist you always do every day. Try to do, you know? The time of this boat is, we don't know, nobody knows. Could, you know, like, people die before they finish the meal, you know, people die before they reach their destination, so, that's how you're trying to, letting go, you have to have something to think. That's how you let it go. You don't just say the word, oh, let it go. It's not that easy. You need profound understanding why I should let it go. Why I should not think this is so big deal, I can let it go, you know. Panjanyaka salam hilakambe chidi nashi dos. Hilakambe chidi nashi dos. That's how Panjanyaka thinking this life is so precious, so difficult to find, and so easy to lose. Panjanyaka salam hilakambe. Thinking that again and again, again and again, that's the one way to let go of things. At the end, nothing matters. At the end, even this body becomes nothing. What does it matter? If you manage to think something good, if you did some good service, I'm not saying that you become Buddhist or you become this, no, doesn't guarantee. If you think something positive, you did something good, you be kind or compassionate, that's what matters. Actions, that matters. That's all, that's what matters. Therefore, it's not just about religious belief, it's about, this is not about life while we are living. It's about why you are dying. That's what it's all about. It's all about. So that's the only thing you can take. Other than that, nothing else. All the mundane activities like mustache. More you cut, more you grow. It never ends, you know. You think, oh, it's going to end because by cutting. Or it will end maybe one day, not really end. It will disappear one day, then next day it will grow again. Mundane activity is like that, you know, like cut, like a person's mustache. More you cut mustache, more you cut, more you grow. But anyway, we have to cut. So the point is not like, okay, don't cut the mustache. That's not the point. Shantideva says, no, that's not the point. Or sometimes they say, okay, it's like the ripple of the water. If you throw some water, some stone, piece of stone in the river, it creates one ripple, then it's good. Some text says, but here, So anyway, so there's something to think about. So now it's all, you know, there might be all so many different practices, this practice, that practice, you know, like do this and do that, all kinds of so many different practices, so many different workshops, so many different, like, different kinds of workshops, so many different kinds of practice there. The bottom line is how to guard, how to guard our thought, not someone else's thought, your thought, how to guard your thought, precisely, you know, to make sure that, you know, disturbing thought doesn't get opportunity to rise. The only way you can do that is to generate positive thought. You know, negative thought and positive thought cannot arise simultaneously. Why? That's the nature. You can ask. That's the nature, you know. Hot and cold doesn't exist, coexist. Why? That's the nature law, you know. So, it's very, very important. Simji Lambo Yen Tang Pe, so the Shanti Deva checks, no, Simji Lambo, I think that's chapter number 3. Simji Lambo Yen Tang Pe, Simji Lambo, elephant-like mind, so powerful. The mind is very powerful. Limit, there's body, there's limit. There's so much you can do physically. Mentally, there's no limit, you know. Positive side, there's no limit, you can get enlightened. Negative side, no, you could destroy so many lives because of your idea, so many, you know, like life gets lost because of your idea. You are like poison thinking, you know. Simji Langbo Yen Tang Wei, no, Simji Langbo, mind like elephant. Who said, I'm just repeating this, Shantideva said, you know, around 14th century, you know. Not being careful about this mind like elephant, not being careful, just let it be wild, you know, wild. Name never shepherd does. Name. If there's like hell realm, the way they describe, who throw us down there? Mind, not like someone else. Our mind. Like the biggest problem that we are going to experience because of mind, not because of someone else. Namin never chabot. Langje matunyo by dinner tenendu images. Crazy elephant. Now that's not really elephant. Crazy elephant. Now, before that, that's our mind. Now this is the crazy. Langje matu nyoba langje. Means elephant. Matu means untamed. You understand? The reason I'm laughing is that during the last 2 weeks retreat with Lama Sava Rinpoche, this time Rinpoche was so serious, you know. Do you understand? Rinpoche's eyes go like this. Understand? That's important. You understand? Rinpoche said, write it down. I'm not going to say that, but the Rinpoche is very important. Anyway, this is important. Langje, untamed elephant. Langje ma du nyobai is. Untamed elephant is called crazy elephant. Like that untamed elephant or crazy elephant cannot cause that much destruction. See? So, but you have no idea, because when I was 13, 14 there, I did went to the cornfield, we managed to grow corn to feed ourselves. You have to go there to guard elephant. So I've experienced, sometimes, you know, you fall asleep, then elephants already enter into the field, and you see, you know, it's not just not untamed, it's like, it's not crazy elephant, it's just elephant. So then next day, like, probably huge, probably like 3-4 sides of the center is like down, just walking around. Can you imagine that if that elephant is crazy, it will probably destroy the whole field. The next year, the monk has nothing to eat. next year. Untamed elephant could not cause that much destructions that our mind, wild mind, could cause. Therefore, who say handed as vegetable, there's something that we can do. There's nothing we can do. Mindfulness, be mindful. Mindfulness like rope. Taba is rope. Tamba is mindfulness. Mindfulness is like rope. If you manage to tie that elephant like mind like elephant or elephant like mind, which was correct? Mind like elephant? Mindfulness is like rope. With that rope, if you manage to tie that elephant, that's like mind. Same thing, Langbo, Tamdana, Jiva, Tamche, Majushis, Jawa, Tamche, Ladus. All the fear will disappear. Do you agree? If you manage to tie that elephant with mindfulness, all the fear will disappear. Adi Deva, this book is very quite popular, very famous. Free of copyright. There's no copyright. Anybody can print. Shanti Deva doesn't make even one penny writing this book. He has no intention to make money. Anybody can print. There's no copyright. I hope there's no copyright. I mean, like the original book, you know, the Shanti Deva wrote. All the books, these are all, there's no copyright. The whole intention is just to benefit, that's all. No. Not they, they have no interest to make money. They have no interest, you know. They are the one who's saying mundane activities like the mustache, more you cut, more you grow. They are very aware of that, you know. They have no interest, zero interest. So, what Shanti Deva get writing of this book? Shanti Deva will be happy if somebody gets some benefit reading this book. Improve their life, manage to think something positive. So that's his reward. That's his reward. With the mindfulness, rope-like mindfulness, if you manage to tie that mind like elephant, if you manage to tie that jiva tamje, not just one, all the fear will disappear. Think about it. Who said Shanti Deva said, on the Indian master? When? Around 4th century. We are living 21st century. There's many centuries to go. Gewa Tamje Ladrons. Then it becomes easier to think something positive. It doesn't become so hard. Thinking positive has become easier. No? Many examples are given here. Bob, tiger, singe, lion. Lanche, elephant. Te, probably bear. Bear? Bear or bear? Bear? Bear. No? Dul, snake. All the enemies, you know, da, no? That's like, you know, Sinje Neve Suma. God in the hell realms. Chema Teje Sumunam. Simply Chibutawe. This all levels from the mind levels. Oh, this is snake, this is tiger, mind, just levels. Because mind levels. Because this all, because kind of like fear towards those, mainly because of mind. If you can tame this mind, it's like equally of taming all of them. Therefore, concentration meditation is important. Concentration meditation is important. So we all put some effort to develop our single-pointed concentrations. Using our own breath in and out, focusing our breath out in one, out in two, or maybe using some kind of like object. holy object, maybe some color or something, just next couple of minutes, just concentrate. Focus, no focus. Without concentrations, it is impossible to challenge our disturbing thought. It is impossible. You have to have some concentrations. We have to be mindful, no? Mindful, okay? Someday, it's not only Jabuddha, someday, that's called someday, single-pointed concentration called someday, that's Tibetan word, someday. Single-pointed concentration. Single-pointed concentration? How you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, single-pointed concentration. Someday. Semla ongjur. Single-pointed concentration rules the mind. Rules the mind. Mind doesn't rule you. You rule the mind. Mind doesn't rule you. No. We don't, no. Right now, pretty much we do, like, whatever thought comes, then, you know, that's what I've been saying, you know, we should not act on every thought that arises. We have to, accountants, they are very good at, like, how much come in, how much goes out, they are very good at that. Similarly, we have to be like, more like, best accountant. We have to calculate very precisely, you know. Someday, single-pointed concentration. Okay, now that this is the benefit of someday, single-pointed concentration rules the mind. Someday, single-pointed concentration. Almost like, it's like the king of the mind. Single-pointed concentration is the king of the mind. It rules the whole mind. Sharma miyo. If you let it be, if you let it be, it's going to be firm as a mountain you cannot shake. You cannot shake. Small noise here, small noise there, you know, there. It's not going to shake. The mind is not going to shake. It's going to be firm as the mountains. Sharma miyo, riyo ombush. It's going to be like the one of the biggest mountain in the world. It's going to be like the biggest mountain in the world you can't even shake. That means your mind is going to be firm as a mountain. Sunday, same only of Sharma miyo. Pana give me boy, pull a juice. If you let it go, where it goes, it only thinks something good. It doesn't think negative things. It only thinks something good. Why? Because that's how you train your mind. That's how you train your mind. What's the result? Of course, no. Not just in America, everywhere, people want to know what's the result. If there's no result, then people don't want to do. Result? Listen, flexible, well-balanced mind, well-balanced body. Great happiness because of the well-balanced body, well-balanced mind. Mind's balance is not imbalanced, it's not tight, it's flexible. Before it's very tight with something, not able to let it go, not able to see, anything, no, like, so that makes mind very flexible, well balanced. So then every mind, as I mentioned before, every mind comes with energy. That energy is basically, it's not mind, it's physical. It's like, you know, it's like body. Huh? So because those energy, you know, they're going through the chakras, produce physical well-being. If you wonder what are the results, well-balanced mind, well-balanced body, and bring great happiness. To understand that, Nanjo Ongbonam practitioners out there. If you understand that, there is another one. With that understanding, with understanding of the benefit of, you know, single-pointed meditation, with that understanding, someone out there, any practitioners out there, namien da jom so. Once a while, it's very, very important to quiet your mind. Don't make your mind a lot of noise all the time. No more benefit, you know. Once a while, it's very important to make your mind quiet. Make your mind quiet. With that understanding, practitioners out there, with that understanding, once a while, very, very important to make our mind quiet. Only way you can do is concentrate. That's the only way to make, you know, like, oh, I just sit there, I'm not going to think nothing. How that's possible? So, then you sit there, I'm thinking nothing, that means you are thinking. You are thinking there, you are thinking nothing, you are still thinking. Better to think something, just think one thing, not 100 things, just think one thing. That's the way to probably, you know, quiet your mind, you know. Tedashin nanjo ombo nam so. It's important to get away from all this noise, wandering mind, you know, like carrying here, carrying there, you know, and like cause all kind of stress, all kind of anxiety, fear, all kind of that. Once in a while, it's important to quiet your mind. Just quiet your mind. If you see the benefit, then do it. Be consistent. Not once a blue moon, be consistent. You get tremendous benefit. Lama Tsongkhapa said, I myself practice like that. If you are seeking freedom from problems, do the same thing. If you are seeking freedom from the problems, do the same thing. So it basically, you know, like, I practitioner myself did this practice. If you are seeking like freedom from problems, and do the same thing, and you will achieve, you know, some form of like freedom. So, I just want to share this with you, okay? So with that, then probably is this clock right? 11:30. What time is now? 11:35. Today time seems like very long. I'm not sure why. So what time will you stop?
Usually stop about 15 more minutes now.
It says here 12:50.
Should say 11:50.
Okay. So that's why I was wondering. Like 12:50. So I say okay. It's almost 11:30. So 12:50. That's like long.
just
understand them. So what do you think? It all comes down to mind. See, no? You have mind, you're American, you have mind, I'm Tibetan, I have mind. It's not like only Tibetan has mind, we don't have mind. It's not like that. Only Buddhist has mind, we don't have mind. No, we all have mind. We all think. No, we all think all the time, all kinds of things we think. So now, think, really need to learn how to think something positive, you know. We need to wake up precious human life. According to Buddhism, the one quote from the Kadamama says, oh, my previous life gave me this precious gift. So now you make sure don't throw this out of clip. Out of clip. You make sure you don't just throw this wonderful gift off the cliff. Means, you know, then like Bodhicitta, you know, Rinpoche has been saying at the retreat, Bodhicitta, altruistic attitude. That's the best way to receive all the goodness for yourself. The best way to receive all the goodness yourself is to generate Bodhicitta, you know. The So that mind, Rinpoche said, very strong, said, even does not let out one insect. One insect, insect, was insect, insect. Left one insect is not left out because you are thinking. You are thinking about their well-being. Oh? So, altruistic attitude, altruistic attitude. So, I just want to use one quote. Shanti Deva says, Miki, Simjetana, Miki means your eye. We don't have to look. We don't have to look. Once you look, someone else, once you look, Miki, Simjetana, Tangshin, Chanti Deva, look at that person with honesty, compassion, you know, with honesty, Tangshin, Chanti Deva. Look at that being with honest and sincere, with honest and sincere, with compassion. Why? Miki Simchatana Tangsha Chanda Sujita. Tazanila, you could achieve, according to Buddhism, enlightenment, that's the highest level of liberation. You could achieve enlightenment based on that person or that being. You can get tremendous amount of loving kindness, you can gain tremendous amount of compassion. You can practice patience, you can practice generosity, you can practice ethics, you can practice all the six professions based on their being. Therefore, you should look at their being with the honest, sincere, pure heart, with compassion. And you receive so much, because you will receive so much based on that. Huh? That's one thing I just want to share. Then another thing, Sinjian Namdan Jawales. All from this book, okay? I don't remember which chapter, but from this book. Sinjiananda, Sinjian is sentient beings. Jawa, all the enlightened beings. When we see, you know, we just go bow down, you know, oh, this is all holy object. When we see someone, oh, we don't bow down, we say, oh, this process, all have problems, all kind of problems. We distinguish, oh, holy object, oh, there's something you bow down. That person, oh, you don't bow down, that person is nothing, you know, it's just normal person, why you bow down? That means we don't understand. We don't. Our understanding of Dharma is not deep enough. We don't understand. So, Simjian Namdan Jawale, Sanjay Chudu Jawalas, you will achieve enlightenment, fully enlightenment, equally rely on sentient beings and enlightened beings, not just only on enlightened beings. That's not how you get enlightened. You need sentient beings. Without sentient beings, there will be no enlightenment. There will be no bodhicitta. There will be no liberation. There will be no realization. There will be zero realization without sentient beings. Therefore, Shantideva says, Simjiananda Javala, Sanjay Chudu Javalas, you are evenly reliant. I say, both of them are equally important for your own moksha liberations. Why you show respect towards holy being and don't respect, show respect towards sentient beings? Shanti Deva says, doesn't make sense. It doesn't say Buddhist, doesn't say Christian, it just says sentient beings. Means beings with the mind. It doesn't say Tibetan, it didn't say American, it didn't say only Kadambasana member, it didn't say that. It says sentient beings. We are all sentient beings. So we could learn from each other so much if we become honest, sincere, pure to each other. It doesn't matter, probably you eat different food, I eat different food. I like butter tea, you may not like butter tea, that's okay. You know, I'm not going to force you to drink butter tea. So I hope you are not going to force me to eat pasta. It doesn't matter. You eat, you know, this is fine, you know. You have blonde hair, I have black hair. So I'm not going to force you to make your hair black. Doesn't make sense, you know. Just being that, just, you know, human connection. His only is a human connection. This is very important. Show highly respect towards holy beings, then not show any respect to sin. Shanti Deva says, I don't understand that. He has point, he has point. So, And if you remember the first stanza from the eight verses, thought transformations, eight verses, thought transformations, written by Geshe Langri Thapa, one of the wonderful Kadampa masters, thought transformations. Da means Simje Thamje Ras. Da means I myself, Simje Thamje, all living beings, not just, you know, this group, that group, you know, not just only Buddhists, not that, all beings, you know, that's you should never let love it, I will cherish them is like more than like as a the wish fulfilling jewel. Then the jewel, there are certain jewels. If you just wish, you know, warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Food, it just appears. It just appears, right? You don't have to go, you don't have to drive to Whole Food. It just appears there. That's called wish fulfilling jewel, called Ishinobu. So Tibetan people, we call His Holiness Ishinobu. That's the that's the name. Whenever you hear Tibetan people say Ishinobu, that means wish fulfilling jewel. That's what we call His Holiness Dalai Lama, wish fulfilling jewel. So anyway, if you have one of them, any wish, you know, that just appear there, it just appear. Dani, Sinjian Tamjian La, Ishinobu Le La, you know. Tenjo Dubya Samba, Itata Jeva Zumba Shusu. Wishful, if you have wishful, you will get, you know, this like material things, different kind of material things, that's it. If you wish enlightenment, it's not going to produce enlightenment. You will not get enlightenment from wishful in Jew. You are not going to get patience. You are not going to get loving kindness. You are not going to get compassion. But you can get material things. That's about it. But relying on the being, you can get, you can gain patience. You can increase your loving kindness. You can increase your compassion. You can increase so many, you know, good mental qualities. You can increase. Therefore, these are like far more precious than wishful vision jewel. Dani Sinjian Tamjian La Ishin Nobu Le La Tenjo Dubya Samba Tata Jeva. May I able to cherish those being more than wishful vision jewel. Can you imagine if you have that kind of mindset? You are not going to have any problems with anybody. Why are you going to have problems? Can you imagine having that mindset, cherishing all being more than wishful vision jewel? So with that mindset, if you walk, each being you see, if you manage to think like that, you have no fear. You have no anxiety, no fear, and you feel good. If you feel good, you'll do good things. If you do good things, it benefits you. See, all the answers out there, but you know, we have to put some effort. It's not like mind is going to just change like automatically change. And one day you'll be enlightened. That's not true. Or some people say, oh, receive the initiation, you're going to get enlightened. That's not true. You know? Mind needs to change. Need to change slow. Is that easy? It's not easy. There's nothing is easy. Nothing is easy in life. Everything is difficult. Nothing is easy. Making tea is not easy, but thinking about tea is quite easy. Thinking about good pizza is easy, but making good pizza is not easy. See, there's nothing. It's even just cleaning. Yeah, thinking clean room is easy, but in the actual clean room, that you know, need put some effort. Without effort, no, you can buy all kind of like, how is it, best sponge. Best detergents and put it there. It's not going to clean the dishes. You have to move. You know, you can just, even the washing machine. You have to move. You know. Anyway, so the bottom line. So we get together here and try to think something positive about yourself, about others, about other culture, traditions, their religions. You know, so if the news is bothering your mind, better not to watch. Why we watch? You know, so for beginner, it's kind of hard to think something positive, sticking with the object that's so harmful, and sticking with that object and thinking something positive, that's very hard. Better to avoid object, means space. You need space between you and news. You know, like election news, it does bother your mind, you need break. The news has no break. They don't break, 24 hours. So you need break. Avoiding object. You know, for a beginner here, you say creating space for object. All kind of ways, not just, you know, sitting there saying mantra, all kind of ways we need to think, how can I take care of my mind? How can I guard my mind? How can I think something positive? Slowly, kale. No, one step. I say one step at a time. One step at a time. So most of my English I memorize, so I don't have foundations. Most of I speak, I just pretty much I memorize one step at a time, slowly. Then eventually you can manage to think something positive. Even when you encounter some difficulties, you are still manage to think something positive. So then life will shine. Oh. It will shine while you are living, it will shine time of death, it will just shine. Even though you get, you know, some like terminal disease, there's like zero impact on your mind. Like, you know, some disease that you know is going to kill you, but in your mind, there's zero impact, negative impact. So that's the whole goal, you know, eventually. Then when you encounter, you still manage to think something positive. Even though things are falling apart, like pouring down like rain, you still manage to think something positive. That's the goal, okay? Yeah, so with that, you know, so I will, today probably there will be no like discussions, because of the prayer that we did, then maybe next Sunday, then we'll have some Mickey Mouse talk, then after that, more discussions, okay, yeah, next Sunday, huh? So then wish you happy Labor Day weekend, and again, thank you from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much, saying the prayer for Richard. Richard, thank you very much. Oh. Yeah.
In the Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 246 and 47. We will read a dedication by Master Shantideva. And so it's on the back of the sheet for the Kadamba Center prayers in the white binder. 246. In the goal prayer book, not the retreat prayer book. 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind bound by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases are around the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains. For as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Geshe-la. One announcement for those people who are inspired by Geshe Gelug's teachings and were inspired by Lama Zopa Rinpoche's teachings at the retreat and would like to do something more meaningful with their Labor Day than eat barbecue and drink beer. We'll be having a one-day Lam Rim retreat here at the center. We'll be going through all the steps, graduated steps, on the path to enlightenment, a series of guided meditations. The first session is from 9 to 12. We ask that you get here about quarter till 9. The second session is from 1 to 4. There's no requirement to do both sessions, but we are asking that you not come in late or leave early for a session. If you're going to do both sessions, bring a light lunch to eat here at the center. No pre-registration is necessary, so we hope to see some of you all tomorrow.
I've got a couple of quick announcements. First of all, I think let's all just give ourselves a round of applause for our amazing participation both in Rinpoche's visit here, teaching, and our participation at the Light of the Path. I understand we had standing room only here, and we had almost something like 60 people out of 300 who went to the retreat. So we had 1 in 5 of the people at the retreat were from Kadampa Center. So let's really celebrate that with a... a week from tomorrow, we begin a new series in the Discovering Buddhism cycle of classes. This is a really good foundational course of study for relatively beginning students, where we examine 13 different essential topics in Buddhism in some detail. The first one is mind and its potential. And Robbie, our dear director, will be leading that one. And last of all, we're going to be meeting here at 4 o'clock today, doing Medicine Buddha Puja for Richard, if anybody would like to come and participate in that. Thank you.